is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillender. For the next 30 minutes, you'll hear a now word from God. And now, Messenger Metric McGillender.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. For Jesus Christ is Lord, and the Lord is our God. And O Lord, our God, thou hast cast us off. Thou hast scattered us. Thou hast been displeased with us. But, O Lord, our God, I ask you, Lord, that you remember what you promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and that which you swore unto David. And, O Lord, I ask that you turn thyself to us again. O, turn thyself to us again. Praise be to his holy name. First and foremost, I would like to give thanks to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for truly making this moment possible. And as always, I give thanks to the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, God of Jacob, and your God for you this morning, those whom that are members of the family in the household of God. For the Bible clearly tells us that many are called, but a few are chosen. Oh, we give thanks this morning for the Lord our God, for 7 long days and 7 long nights has he kept us. Oh, yes, Lord, hallelujah. Oh, I glory in the Lord, for the Lord is good. The Bible clearly tells us that the wicked watch the righteous to slay them. In other words, the wicked folk be watching us, but as we move about, won't want to do us great evil. The Bible tells us that this is when our Father, our God, he laughs in the heavens. That ain't happening. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise be to his holy name. What a wonderful time to be in Christ Jesus. What a wonderful time to be in the Lord. This is a time in which our forefathers longed to see. This is a time they long to hear the things in which that are occurring in these days, in these times. Oh, it is no doubt, it is very clear to those who have eyes to see, it is to hear, and that are able to understand that the Lord God Almighty is moving. He's moving across the land, across the four corners of the earth. He's speaking to the people in his rain, in his winds, in his earthquakes, in his fires, in the with the coronavirus. He's talking, he's speaking a language that only a few will be able to understand what he's saying. Oh, praise be to his holy name. Oh, I love my job. It's almost on Wednesday nights. It's hard for me to sleep. Excited about getting to work, excited about getting here, excited about there's somebody out there. And no doubt about it, that Jesus loves you with everlasting love. And no doubt about it, you feel like it until the same. You've been struggling, trying to get in where you fit in. Okay, but the Bible says, be not weary in well doing, for in due season you reap if you faint not. Some of you out here in my spirit, the devil got a hold on you, but he got to let you go. Oh, praise be to his holy name. Speaking of work, I think it's time for me to get to work. Oh, praise be to his holy name. As usual, if you have your Bibles, you can follow along if the Lord is leading you to do such. The Psalms 16, verses 1 through 4, the Holy Spirit will use this day to try to speak to you. Oh, praise be to his holy name. Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, thou, my Lord, my goodness extended not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent in whom is all my delight. Their sorrow shall be multiplied, and hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. Their sorrows shall be multiplied, and that hasten after another God. No doubt about it, there's only one group of people that come to mind when the Lord brought this truth to me, that their sorrows shall be multiplied. There's no other group of people that their sorrows have been greatly multiplied than the so-called Negroes, the so-called colored, the so-called African Americans. These are basically bywords for some people whom have been scattered abroad, for a group of people whom most of them are not aware that their troubles have come about because of sin. My mind goes back to a group of people whom was brought out of Egypt by the hands of Moses, and no doubt the experience going through the Red Sea, looking to the right and the left and seeing all the life that was in the sea as they passed by on dry land. Also witnessing their enemies trying to pursue them, and then thereafter they were destroyed. And then these same group of people 3 days later began to mumble because there was no water. The Lord moved on Moses when he cried unto the Lord about the multitude of people that was whining unto him, told Moses to cut down a tree and throw it in the water, for they had found water, but the water was bitter. Told him to cut down a tree and throw it in the water, and when he did, the water became sweet. That tree represent the cross. As we come to Jesus Christ, we struggle. Our walk is bitter. It is sad, but as we find this revelation knowledge of Jesus Christ and him crucified, this journey becomes sweet as we die and let him live. Their sorrows shall be multiplied and hasten after another God. You see, this group of people is so-called Negroes, these so-called African Americans, as you read in the book of Deuteronomy, and if you've never read that book before, I recommend that you take the time to read it. It's basically 68 verses. It begins with the blessings, and it ends with the cursing. And you'll find, as you study that book, you'll find a group of people that the Bible described them as a stiff-necked people. They're a hard-head group of people. They're well bent on doing their own thing. In spite of God's great power, they still made up their mind that they'd do what they want to do. I heard just recently a rich man, the Bible tells us that, you know, that's nothing new under the sun. You see, we have a lot of rich people in today's generation that we live in, and back in those days, there were rich people. The Bible talks about one man named Solomon that was the richest man ever was and ever will be. In essence, the men today that profess to be rich, really, they are poor. The Bible said Solomon, he had so much money that he gave his heart every desire, but he himself closed in saying, "Vanity, vanity," said the preacher, "all is vanity." He said, "This is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God, obey his commandments, for it's the whole duty of man." Heard a rich man a couple of days ago say, "Don't let nobody tell you what you can't do." The Lord immediately spoke to my spirit and told me to warn his people. "I beg you, let this man, the man Christ Jesus, tell you what to do. And not only let him tell you what to do, hear what he say and do what he say." You see, being rich is no new thing. It's nothing new about a rich man. They've been around since the beginning of time. The only problem is, as I'm speaking to you on the airway, there's a place called Hades is full of so-called rich men and rich women, some of them in which that had their name written in stars in Hollywood, but then when they died, God didn't even know their names. I don't really call that being rich. I don't really call that being famous. If there's a word I use to describe them, unfamous and poor, poor, poor. Why is this? For now they sit in that horrible place of torment. No water, no food, no rest. And that's only one thing that goes through their mind constantly over and over again. What is that? The last person that witnessed to them. The last somebody told them about Jesus Christ, his way, the cross, his truth, him being crucified. It's the everlasting life that comes when you die with him on the cross. I'm so blessed today to once again have been given an opportunity to open my mouth and let him fill it. Bible clearly says that when we confess Jesus before men, first and foremost, he confessed us before the Father, and then he being the Lord of hosts in charge of all the angels, then he tell the angels about us. Oh, hallelujah. What a blessing it is to be able to declare his name among the people. The Bible clearly tells us that be ye not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. Their sorrows shall be multiplied, and hasten after another God. This group of people that I described to you, a group of people that have had many sorrows, they, as a group of people, have been enslaved numerous of times. Each time God brought this about in hope that it would bring about chastisement. But it seems as though it only worked for a moment. Then they went back to their original ways. God even turned and took the kingdom from them. And he said, "I'm going to call on another nation in hoping that that would bring them to jealousy." But they still didn't bow. They still didn't call on him. They still didn't repent and turn away from their sin. There's a group of people that have been through much pain and much sorrow, but all of their pain and sorrow has been based on sin. When God has been calling that people to come unto him, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, and my yoke is easy, and my